Now, the rest of the story. The Willard Hotel, 14th Street, Washington, D.C., the most famous hotel in town. At least, there's more history associated with the Willard than with any other. The original was little more than a row of houses that opened for innkeeping in 1816. It was then called Fuller's City Hotel. Then in 1850, a fellow named Henry Willard bought the property, and he built a 100-room hotel on it. Of course, he named the place after himself. Half a dozen years later, the Willard Hotel was a setting for a most remarkable occurrence, but one which is now almost completely forgotten. But it's worth remembering. That's why it's today's rest of the story. Phil was new in town, but long before he had arrived, he had heard of the elegant Willard Hotel. Not only was it the best hotel in the city, but its dining room was considered the place to eat. Stylish to the point of ostentation, the grand restaurant in the Willard had the most fabulous decor and the most delectable food, the most prestigious clientele. Anyone who was anyone, sooner or later, would dine there. And so one evening, in 1856, Phil dined there. Or at least he tried to. For there was something else about that splendid restaurant for which it was notorious. Snooty waiters. Snooty waiters, maybe the haughtiest in the world. It was something you just accepted. Unless your name was Phil. Now, certain details of what happened that night are forever lost, but the blanks are kind of easy to fill in. We know, for example, that the waiter assigned to Phil's table was ignoring him. We have to guess how long. Could it have been half an hour or more that Phil sat there waiting for a menu, glancing at his pocket watch? In any case, it was long enough to infuriate this newcomer from California. One chronicler of the event suggests that had Phil been perceived as a VIP, or had he been dining among prominent citizens, then maybe the waiter would not have been so careless. But anyway, the waiter was careless. That he was. And his carelessness cost him, as no one present could have imagined. You see, after an unreasonable amount of time, Phil finally got the waiter's attention. Phil withdrew a pistol and shot the waiter dead. Shot him dead. Almost half a century later, a new Willard Hotel was built on the site, and it remains the most storied place to stay in the nation's capital. But one story from the many chapters of the hotel's history is more often than not entirely overlooked. Perhaps it asks more questions than anyone wants answered. For the real mystery of the murder in the Willard dining room is not how could Phil have done what he did, but rather how did he get away with it? Oh, indeed he did. He got away with it scot-free. It's hard to believe, considering the high expectations we have of our elected leaders today. But California Phil, United States Congressman Philemon T. Herbert, was not even censured by the House of Representatives for dropping that waiter in his tracks. I am advised that dining room service thereafter was appreciably improved. And now you know the rest of the story.